Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 2nd of June, and this morning the field smells less like a research lab and more like a trading floor. Most days, I sit down to read you papers, a clever architecture here, a new benchmark there. Today, the four things that matter most are about money and structure, who is going public, who is raising it by the tens of billions, and where the models are being sold. The machinery underneath all of this is quietly reorganizing itself. Let me walk you through it. First up is the story that rearranged everything else on my desk this morning. Anthropic has confidentially submitted a draft registration statement, a Form S-1, to the United States Securities and Exchange Commission for a proposed initial public offering of its common stock. Now, confidentially is the operative word. This is filed under Rule 135, which means it is a bare notice of intent, not an offer. There is no share count yet, no price, and the company is careful to say that an actual offering depends on market conditions and on the regulator finishing its review. So what is genuinely new here is the option Anthropic has just created for itself, not a date on a calendar. But the timing is what makes me sit up. This lands just days after Anthropic disclosed a $65 billion Series H round at a $965 billion valuation. A round led by Altimeter, Dragoneer, Green Oaks, and Sequoia, the deepest pockets in growth investing, and already the largest private financing this industry had ever seen. Sit with that for a moment. A company that just closed the biggest private round in the history of the field is already filing to tap the public markets. That tells you even the largest private rounds no longer cover the cost of frontier-scale compute. And that public market money is becoming part of how these labs get built. It would make Anthropic the first of the pure frontier labs to take real steps toward going public ahead of OpenAI and XAI. And whenever that filing surfaces, it will be the first audited, line-by-line look any of us gets at the economics of a company at this tier, the revenue, the margins on selling frontier inference, the enormous multi-year commitments to chips and cloud, speculation becomes reported fact. No pure-play frontier lab has ever put those numbers on the public record, so whatever Anthropic files will quietly become the template the market reaches for when it tries to value everyone else. It also raises a real tension. How does a public company's quarterly disclosure and shareholder pressure sit alongside Anthropic's public benefit charter and its safety mission? Those two pull in different directions, and we are about to watch that get tested in the open. Moving on to our second story, and here the research field does show up. At its Computex keynote in Taiwan, NVIDIA released Nemotron 3 Ultra, and by independent measurement, it is now the most capable open weights language model any United States lab has put out. It is a sparse mixture of experts model. Roughly 550 billion total parameters, but only about 55 billion of them active for any given token. That is 90% sparsity. The independent evaluator artificial analysis puts it at 48 on their intelligence index. To give that number some company, the next best American open models, Gemma 4 at 31 billion. The smaller Nemotron 3 Super and OpenAI's open model GPTOSS at 120 billion sit at 39, 36, and 33. So Nemotron 3 Ultra is a real step up. But, and this is the part I want to be precise about, it still trails the Chinese-led Open Frontier, where Kimi K 2.6 reaches 54. Ethan, the other headline is efficiency. On a pre-release endpoint, it sustained more than 300 tokens a second, and NVIDIA claims roughly 5 times faster inference and about 30% lower cost to run than comparable open models. Some of that comes from the sparsity, and some from multi-token prediction. The model proposes several future tokens per forward pass instead of grinding them out one at a time. NVIDIA is releasing the weights, the training recipes, and the data references on Hugging Face, which continues the unusually transparent posture of the Nemotron line. For researchers, those open recipes matter every bit as much as the weights themselves. They make the training pipeline reproducible, and reproducibility is exactly what has let the open ecosystem move as fast as it has. And here is why this is more than just another model drop. For a year now, the strongest open models in the world have been Chinese. DeepSeek, Qwen, Kimi, GLM, Minimax. For months, the open leaderboard has read like a roster of Chinese labs. So an American team closing even part of that gap is a small inflection worth marking. And the fact that the team is a hardware company, one that, not coincidentally, sells the chips everyone trains on, tells you something about who has both the motive and the means to push American open weights forward. Third up, stay with the money a moment longer, because the scale of it this morning is staggering. Alphabet, Google's parent company, announced plans to sell new stock for the first time since its 2005 public offering, aiming to raise around $80 billion, earmarked for artificial intelligence infrastructure and compute. Now, Alphabet is one of the most cash-rich companies on Earth. It has always funded its spending out of operating cash flow and debt. For years, its only moves in its own stock ran the other way, buying shares back, not issuing them, so reaching for a primary equity raise, actually creating new shares to sell, reverses that instinct entirely, and it is a loud signal about the sheer size of the build-out it is now planning. As part of the deal, Berkshire Hathaway has agreed to buy $10 billion of that stock, reported at a discount. And that is the detail that made everyone look twice. Warren Buffett's company has historically been wary of capital-hungry technology bets, so a $10 billion check reads like a judgment that AI infrastructure has become the kind of durable, cash-generating asset Berkshire actually likes. For those of us building on these platforms, the thing to watch is supply. That much fresh, AI-directed capital from a single hyperscaler speeds up the data center and chip build-out that ultimately decides how fast inference prices fall and how much room there is for longer context windows and heavier agent workloads. And it sharpens the arms race, with Alphabet, Microsoft, Amazon, and Meta all guiding to historic spending. The contest is shifting from who has the best model this week to who can finance and physically power the most capacity over the coming years. Put plainly, the next phase may be decided as much in the capital markets as in the research lab. And for our fourth and final story today, a quieter move that says a great deal about how the ground is shifting. OpenAI has made its frontier models and its coding agent Codex generally available on Amazon Web Services. On the surface, that is a distribution announcement. But the cloud it is on is the whole point. For most of OpenAI's history, its compute and its commercial reach were tied tightly to Microsoft and Azure. Shipping its models generally available on Amazon's cloud is a clear public marker that the relationship has loosened into genuine multi-cloud. And look at the competitive geometry. Amazon has spent 2 years anchoring its own AI strategy on Anthropic, funding it heavily, serving it through Bedrock, while building its own Nova models and its own Trainium chips. Now the two leading closed model labs are both purchasable inside the same cloud. That turns Amazon Web Services into something closer to a neutral marketplace, where an enterprise can weigh OpenAI and Anthropic against each other on price and capability through one set of contracts and controls. The fact that Codex specifically is in the launch, and not just the chat models, tells me OpenAI wants its coding agent competing right inside the enterprise software pipelines where Amazon's tooling already lives. For the people actually buying this, it means less integration friction and more leverage. The two strongest closed labs, reachable through the same procurement they already trust. And there is a signal hiding in the phrase generally available. This is not a limited preview. It is a production commitment with the support and service terms that enterprises insist on before they will build anything serious on a model. A year ago, the idea of buying OpenAI through Amazon would have sounded faintly contradictory. This morning, it is simply another option on the menu. So that is the morning. Step back from the four, and they tell one story. The business of frontier AI is growing up, fast, and in public. A lab files to go public. Another company raises tens of billions to pour into compute. The strongest American open model arrives from a chip maker, and the lines of distribution are being redrawn across the clouds. Today was less about what any single model said, and much more about the capital, the silicon, and the contracts being arranged underneath all of it. The scaffolding that will quietly decide who gets to build what next. If you want the rest, there is a deep field of research sitting beneath these four, this morning from retrieval-free search agents to new open coding models, and it is all waiting for you in today's digest. For now, thank you for sitting with me. I will be back tomorrow morning. Until then, keep reading and keep an eye on the foundations.